so that we could have the Spirit of life. We who walk in the Spirit understand Jesus better than the disciples did when they were walking with Him in the flesh. We have more fellowship with Christ in the Spirit now than Peter, James, and John did before the Spirit came. We have a greater opportunity to know God, to know His mind, to know His will than the disciples had before the Spirit came. This is a better time to live. When Jesus said, "In that day you shall ask in my name," He was saying that when the Spirit came into them, you will have fellowship with the Father yourself. And then He explained in John 16:27, "For the Father Himself loves you because you have loved me and because you have believed that I came from God." Jesus' greatest desire was that those who believed on Him would receive the same Spirit and have it in them, the same Spirit that He had Himself received from the Father. But He had to die and be resurrected and go away, ascend to the Father, and present Himself to the Father for that to happen. Why couldn't the Spirit enter into people before Jesus died or while Jesus was here with them? Because God had not given it. And why had God not given it? Because He required a sacrifice for sins that was greater than animals. Animal sacrifice would not have caused God to give us of His Spirit and wash away our sins. It took the sacrifice of His Son. Jesus stood up in Jerusalem one day in a great day of the feast. A lot of people were there. And He cried out, "He who believes on me, just as the Scripture has said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." Now that was a parable and that was a mystery to the people who were hearing Him. But John, writing his book after the Spirit came, understood then what Jesus really meant. And he explained it to us in John 7:39. John said, "But he said this about this flowing rivers of living water coming out of our innermost being. He spoke this concerning the Spirit, which those who believed on Him should receive." Well, why hadn't they received it? John explains. Because the Holy Ghost was not yet given. Why? John explains. Because Jesus was not yet glorified. Nobody had the Holy Ghost indwelling them. God didn't give it to people until after Jesus was glorified, not crucified. Remember, He had to die. That was necessary. But He had to be resurrected. Resurrection was necessary, but that's not all. He had to ascend to the Father, and that wasn't all. He had to offer Himself to the Father for the sins of the world. And when He did, and when the Father accepted it, He was glorified with the same glory He had before the foundation of the world. And when He was glorified in heaven, the Father sent back the Spirit to those who believed in Jesus as a testimony of what happened. The Spirit comes as a witness that Jesus is Lord and that He has been glorified and that He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And John said, this is what Jesus was talking about when He said, "Rivers of living water will flow out of you." Jesus had to be accepted by God for the sins of the world as a sacrificial lamb. Then the Spirit returned to the disciples waiting for it. Then they began to have their own communion and fellowship with the Father in the name of Jesus. And this last thing that God had to accept Jesus' sacrifice is really the last thing that had to happen so that the Spirit would be given to us and no longer just be with us. So Jesus had to die. He had to be raised from the dead. He had to ascend to the Father and offer Himself as a sacrifice for our sins. But that's not all that was required. The very last thing that had to happen so that the Spirit would be given is that the Father had to accept the sacrifice. And of course He did, because the sacrifice was sinless. And when the sinless sacrifice of the Son of God was accepted and Jesus